you guys got to feel bad about that and how much of an impact you think it has on the running game.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. I mean, our hearts and prayers go out to Andre, and he's done great things for us this year. But, you know, we got to move forward, and we have to expect David Wilson to move up and whoever they bring in as another back. So we just got to move forward and look to hopefully somebody could do the things that Andre's done for us, and he's been great all year long.
Yeah, you know, he seemed to be a little more between the tackles, a little more of the power mm-hmm. running game that you guys did not mm-hmm. have. Mm-hmm. Replacing that element is kind of hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Andre's a powerful runner, and he brought a lot of things to the table that definitely helped us out offensively, and we're going to miss it. But, you know, it's just it's up to Ahmad and Andre now, I mean, Ahmad and David to step up now. And, you know, they're definitely ready, and Ahmad's proven himself for years now. And, you know, I think David's excited for the opportunity. So, I think they're looking forward to moving ahead.
And how many carries have you asked Coach for already?
We didn't get there yet, but I'll be fighting for a couple, hopefully.
Being a grizzled veteran now after 1 year in the league, you know, going through a whole rookie year, you know, it's hard, isn't it, you know, to go through after 10, 12, 13, 14 games, you know, now David's got to maybe get an expanded role. How difficult is that going to be?
Yeah, I mean, the rookie year is all about learning and, you know, learning everything about the NFL, and you really start getting comfortable late in your rookie year, you know, starting your second year. So, you know, now's the time where David has to really step up and turn it on, and, you know, it's getting to that point in the season where we expect a lot more out of him.
What do you see when you look at him in practice and things? You know, obviously he's a first-round draft pick.
Just so much natural talent and ability. I mean, tremendous speed, elusiveness, quickness, and he brings a lot. He has a special back. So once, you know, his maturity meets his talent, you know, we can expect a lot of great things from him.
Thanks, Amy.
Yeah, thank you.
How have you guys worked with him, you know, to kind of help him along with the playbook and the offense?
Well, we right now he's going to be staying after practice every day with me for about an hour and a half, and we're going to get him ready, you know. And I've been working with him, you know, mainly on pass protection stuff. You know, just telling him, you know, I want you to have all your protections written down and who you are assigned to and what the adjustments could be. And, you know, he did that, and he, you know, done a pretty good job for it so far. But I'm going to be extra hard on him this week, getting him prepared for, and, you know, Coach Ingram will be too.
So after practice, you'll stay out on the field or meet in a meeting room?
Meeting room, yeah. Okay. We do a lot of things in meeting rooms, just, you know, mainly with blitz pickups and that type of thing. It's because, you know, you could things when you're running the ball, I mean, that's a lot of that's natural reaction. You could get a pre-snap read, but that's what makes running backs so great is their ability to react when, you know, things don't go as planned in the run game. And that's, you know, so mainly it's just assignments with pass protection and stuff we have to work on.
How long have you been doing that?